and seeks to establish and reflect upon the big picture, the context of events. The reader should gain a broad sense of what happened to the world between 1939 and 1945, but its principal purpose is to illuminate the conflict's significance for a host of ordinary people of many societies, both active and passive participants, though the distinction is often blurred. Was, for example, a Hamburg woman who ardently supported Hitler but perished in the July 1943 firestorm generated by Allied bombing an accomplice to Nazi war guilt or the innocent victim of an atrocity? In my pursuit of the human story, wherever possible without losing coherence, my narrative omits unit identifications and details of battlefield manoeuvres. I have tried to create a global portrait. The strategic narrative emphasizes aspects of the conflict which I have not examined elsewhere, and about which there seems more to be said, for instance India's experience, at the expense of others which have been exhaustively explored, such as Pearl Harbor and the Battle for Normandy. The Jewish genocide became the most coherent fulfillment of Nazi ideology. I wrote in Armageddon about the ordeal of concentration camp prisoners and have here instead addressed the evolution of the Holocaust from a Nazi perspective. So widespread is a modern Western perception that the war was fought about Jews that it should be emphasized this was not the case. Though Hitler and his followers chose to blame the Jews for the troubles of Europe and the grievances of the Third Reich, Germany's struggle with the Allies was about power and hemispheric dominance. The plight of the Jewish people under Nazi occupation loomed relatively small in the wartime perceptions of Churchill and Roosevelt, and less surprisingly, in that of Stalin. About one-seventh of all fatal victims of Nazism and almost one-tenth of all wartime dead ultimately proved to have been Jews. But at the time, their persecution was viewed by the Allies merely as one fragment of the collateral damage caused by Hitler, as indeed Russians still see the Holocaust today. The limited attention paid to the Jewish predicament by the wartime Allies was a source of frustration and anger to informed co-religionists at the time, and has prompted powerful indignation since. But it is important to recognize that between 1939 and 1945, the Allied nations saw the struggle overwhelmingly in terms of the threat posed by the Axis to their own interests, though Churchill defined these in generous and noble terms. One of the most important truths about the war, as indeed about all human affairs, is that people can interpret what happens to them only in the context of their own circumstances. The fact that, objectively and statistically, the sufferings of some individuals were less terrible than those of others elsewhere in the world was meaningless to those concerned. It would have seemed monstrous to a British or American soldier facing a mortar barrage, with his comrades dying around him, to be told that Russian casualties were many times greater. It would have been insulting to invite a hungry Frenchman, or even an English housewife weary of the monotony of rations, to consider that in besieged Leningrad starving people were eating each other, while in West Bengal they were selling their daughters. Few people who endured the Luftwaffe's 1940-41 blitz on London would have been comforted by knowledge that the German and Japanese peoples would later face losses from Allied bombing many times greater, together with unparalleled devastation. It is the duty and privilege of historians to deploy relativism in a fashion that cannot be expected of contemporary participants. Almost everyone who participated in the war suffered in some degree. The varied scale and disparate nature of their experiences are themes of this book. But the fact that the plight of other people was worse than one's own did little to promote personal stoicism. Some aspects of wartime experience were almost universal. Fear and grief. The conscription of young men and women obliged to endure new existences utterly remote from those of their choice, often under arms and at worst as slaves. A boom in prostitution was a tragic global phenomenon which deserves a book of its own. The conflict provoked many mass migrations. Some of these were orderly. Half the population of Britain moved home in the course of the war, and many Americans took new jobs in unfamiliar places. Elsewhere, however, millions were wrenched from their communities in dreadful circumstances and faced ordeals which often killed them. "These are strange times," wrote an anonymous Berlin woman on the 22nd of April 1945 in one of the great diaries of the war.